Welcome everyone to another Flash episode of Sheep Tank, where the sheep will pitch new or interesting business from the commerce landscape for which they would like to have some investment. And on the other hand, we have skeptical wolves that will grill the sheep and decide if they will invest in the sheep or not. Previous episodes, we spoke about Amazon.nl and we had Macy's. And the wolves for this episode will be Alex and me. And the sheep of this episode is going to be Yara, who's very appropriately dressed as a sheep. Yara, what are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about the German picnic expansion today because I thought it's a nice topic for the FMCG digitization in general, especially online supermarkets, but also since you are a Dutch expert on picnic. So I thought the combination of the two wolves here would be very good.
Yeah. So why should we invest?
Okay, why should you invest? So first of all, as you probably have heard, we are already confirmed our expansion to Berlin, Hamburg and Frankfurt. But we have received, I think, around 600 million euros for that already. However, we want to go beyond and bring Picnic to even more happy customers across Germany. As you've probably heard, we started around 3 years ago in Germany's North Rhine-Westphalia region. So we have not chosen to go to the big towns in the beginning. So that's very different from our competitors. And we are actually already operating in 45 towns with 20 locations. But so why should you invest? Compared to other online supermarkets, we have a much better cost structure. So we have, for example, removed all the additional cost drivers along the value chain, but also our milk run system is highly efficient. So there's also a good ROI for you. So just to give you a bit of a benchmarking, we are delivering approximately 10 customers per hour, and our competitors are usually delivering to around 2 customers per hour. So you can already see it's a very efficient setup that we have been investing in. We've been investing in new warehouses and so on and so forth. So we are very well equipped, and also our customers are all very, very happy. So that's basically why you should invest. Also, if that doesn't convince you, Bill Gates also invested in Picnic, and so does our purchasing partner, Edeka. Only good arguments from my point of view.
Alex, what do you think?
Yeah, so Yara, you might wonder why there's no milkmans around anymore. And that comes with a reason, because the milkman business died approximately 30 years ago. Customers today expect a much higher convenience. They don't want to wait until the milkman is arriving next day. Secondly, I think the expansion speed is underwhelming. I was asking for a Picnic expansion like 3 years ago, and still it's focusing on the initial core area. In that time, other businesses like Flink and Gorillas and Knuspers, part of the Rohde Group, and many, many more expanded into the German market and put a high pressure, a premium on the customer acquisition costs on top. I still believe there is potential for your business, but the rollout speed was not convincing me, and it feels still like a niche offering. So I would definitely like to look into the data where other services like Flink and Gorillas are also available, and if those services are stealing customers from your existing customer base. But again, there's a reason why there's no milkmans anymore. I don't know how you see it.
I disagree. I strongly disagree with you, because our approach is much more sustainable, both from an environmental point of view, but also from your investment point of view, because we've been focusing on this region for a very long time and have been expanding there, because we had set up all the operations. So our efficiency, as I outlined, is unbeatable. Also, if you compare it to Gorillas, Flink, and all the quick commerce companies, we are much more interesting from an investor's perspective. And as you pointed out, the milk run system died, but not because the system is no longer good, because what you should keep in mind is our logistic concept is attractive for both rural and urban environments. So the whole quick commerce thing will only live in like the big cities across Germany, and even there it will hardly get ever profitable.
That was some decent cheap talk. I'd like to hear Guido's Wolf opinion here.
Yeah, well, I mean, Picnic hasn't been making any money. They lost a lot of money the last couple of years. I think last year was like 80 million loss-ish, a bit less than the year before, but still, that's a lot of money. You do have still quite some money on the bank, though. But I was wondering, if we're going to invest in this, you already have money on the bank. What are you going to invest it in?
So, as Alex pointed out, we've been kind of focusing on the basics for the last year. So now we really want to kick off the expansion. Three more cities already confirmed. So we are going to expand even further, because we doubled our amount of customers in 2021 in Germany to 320,000. But we have thousands of customers across Germany waiting for Picnic to come into their region. So we are going to expand like crazy. And then Alex will also be happy.
How do you know they are waiting for you? Are they waiting for you, or are they waiting for
we have waitlists, so we can see that very, very well. And that's also actually part of our expansion strategy, that we will check where our waiting lists are strongest, I think.
Okay, I think the moment is there to decide if we want to invest or not. I think I'm not fully convinced, but I'm also not totally against. So I do see, like Alex said, I do see a lot of potential in here. The numbers don't look too bad.
Let
here.
Let me convince and, you.
You do have some advantages, I think.
Okay, sorry. So it's a very attractive market. I give you my top three. Very attractive market, growing, very sustainable system. So it's good for the planet and also for your ROI. And also it's much more attractive than the quick commerce trend we are seeing, especially for
okay, you're getting my money.
Yay!
Alex?
Yeah, I was losing much money on the Gorillas expansion, so yeah, I would give it a try. Not too much money, and only with a caveat that they have to expand into my city too, because there's no service at all, no Rewe, no Gorillas. Maybe you'd convince your colleague Michael Müller here going a bit further than just Hamburg. Yeah, but I think it's from the ideas we have seen so far, it's the best one, and I want to be part of this journey.
Great. Then,
nice. We have our first winner. Really good. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for watching or listening. If you have any suggestions for Sheep Tank, or maybe you even have your own company or own business model that you would like to validate through us, please reach out to one of us on LinkedIn or Twitter, and we might be investing in you next time. Make sure to subscribe, and thank you. Bye-bye.